This is Dr. Subhadra Pallastri, colonoscopy report patient Jennifer Fritz-Schelly, F-R-I-T-S-C-H-I-L-E. Date of birth is 6-15-1983. Indication procedure, patient is possibly Crohn's disease and diarrhea. Sedation, The tummy ileum was appeared to be wide open and elliptical valve with ulceration happening in the tummy ileum. Biopsy was taken in a separate jar. There also like also large ulcerated area noted as elliptical valve going up to the proximal ascending colon one side. White base with a thickened fibrotic edges with some stenosis, some narrowing of the colon happening in that area. The question here is it secondary to the Crohn's disease or is it some kind of neoplastic malignant process happening in this area? Multiple biopsies were taken from the edges of the ulcer and sent separate jar. The rest of the colon appeared unremarkable. It was some optimal prep, but I was able to clear up as we said. I did not see evidence of any colon polyp, any colitis. I did not see evidence of any proctitis. No rectal inflammation, no rectal flexure within the rectum to be internal hemorrhoid oblique, grave internal hemorrhoid oblique. It's got procedure of the complication. Finally, number one, question starts some better. Biopsy were taken spike diagnosis. Number two, mild subarachnoid acid. Biopsy were taken eligible file. Number three, mild subarachnoid duodenitis. Biopsy were taken lower cervix pool and the work for Crohn's disease. Number four, colonoscopy of the tumor ileum and cecum. Number six, suboptimal prep. Number seven, patient appeared to be having tummy ileitis with tummy ileal ulceration. Biopsy was taken. And also number nine, patient has a proximal ascending colon, large ulcer with white base with thickened fibrotic edges involving the ileocecal valve going up to the proximal ascending colon one side only, causing some stenotic changes because of scarring. Multiple biopsies were taken from the edges to rule out if neoplastic versus Crohn's disease. The rest of the colon appear unremarkable. And last one, there's no evidence of any proctitis or rectal inflammation and maintenance hemorrhage. Recommendation away for the G-junction biopsy comes positive Barrett's esophagus. Repeat of endoscopy in 3 years. If that comes a negative, the repeat of endoscopy in 4 to 5 years. Number two, away for the stern biopsy goes for a helical biopsy to prepare a small biopsy. Number four, away for the terminal biopsy. Number six, and number five, await for the proximal ascending colon ulcer biopsy. I want to rule out if there's any new plastic changes, cancerous adenocarcinoma, changes happening versus it is consistent with the Crohn's disease. Since the patient has a history of Crohn's disease, interestingly, she was not treated for Crohn's disease in the past. She was told that she might have IBS. In addition to the recommendation, I'm going to start the patient on I'm going to send the patient for Prometheus testing and also wait for the biopsies. Patient will also need to have a QuantiFERON test for TB to be started on biological agents like Humira if the biopsy comes consistent with the Crohn's disease. Because of nasal ulcer, I would be a little more skeptical if this could be malignancy. I would recommend patient to have a CT enterogram to look at the extent of the terminal ileum, before proceeding with the right tumorectomy of this ulcerated area, especially if it comes out to be any atypical cells, I want a patient to have valuation by the by Dr. Marcus Mulbauer, M-A-R-C-U-S, Marcus Mulbauer, M-U-E-H-L-B-A-U-E-R. His phone number is 352-273-9476. He's basically a Crohn's disease, advanced gastroenterology Crohn's disease specialist at Gainesville, Florida. To get his expertise, his opinion, especially if a follow-up for the Crohn's and to make determination the patient would benefit from segmental resection or right genitalectomy of this ulcerated area in the colon, SN colon. Dr. Marcus Mulbauer's the assistant would be Alexis, and her phone number is 352-331-8902, extension 257. And in addition, please send the copy. Please send the copy to Dr. Young, Y-U-N-K Young, and copy Dr. Parham study. They are pursued as June 12th to 23rd. Patient occasional complication. Follow-up colonoscopy will be based on the outcome of this recommendation by Dr. Marcus Mulbauer and the recommendation after the biopsy report. Thanks. Patient occasional